Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
One of my biggest breakdowns I want to address is separation. So when we see separation from God, we see problems. We see separation from yourself, we see problems. And separation from others. Those are the three main categories. And that will set up commonly similar disorders. And so let me read, for example, because we're seeing like self-hatred, separation from yourself, self-hatred, self-bitterness, condemnation, self-condemnation, and guilt generally leads to autoimmune disease, confused immune system, or a weakened immune system susceptible for other infections. So the people who are really hard on themselves are really setting themselves up for an immune challenge. You're basically breaking down your own defenses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, keep going.
Yeah. That's a big one. And that's the one I see a lot, because especially for people who are perfectionists or they have great intentions. These are all really good people who forgive the rest of the planet, but not themselves.
He's looking right at me right now.
I am not. It's very common.
It's totally. Keep going.
And it's very, very important to recognize that is a big part of it, not just from yourself, but it might be learned behavior, thoughts, and other things that your parents and grandparents went through. Separation from others, unforgiveness and bitterness towards others is very, very important too. And that's where the arthritis and pain syndromes can come in. Fibromyalgia might be a part of that one as well. So generally we see that degeneration. So the more bitter we are towards other ones, it literally speeds up our aging, if you will. Separation from God really can lead to a depression. It's that hole. I'm sure you've had many speakers come on and talk about that hole that needs to be filled, that only Jesus can fill. When we're separated from God, people feel that hole, and it can start as depression. It can start of just as lethargy and a feeling of lacking, if you will. And really, they just never feel satisfied, and then that leads to a slew of the physical problems, whether it be binge eating, emotional eating, obesity, or something along those lines. We've seen a lot of these things where people are trying to fill that hole with addictions, alcohol, gambling, money, sex, or food. And that's where a lot of that comes from, that lacking. And so that separation's a key one, separation from God, from ourself, and from others. It's important to check in to make sure you're doing okay on those three areas.
Wow, such interesting stuff here, Dr. Troy. We've just got a moment before we pray. What are just a couple of indicators that you need to stop and pay attention? I mean, just that you maybe need a course reset. One is waking up fatigued. Any other just common symptoms that we may just sort of wave away as normal?
Well, I would say, things like headaches, aches and pains, there is no such thing as a normal headache. People come in and say, I just get the normal headache. Like, that's not normal. You shouldn't have headaches. You shouldn't have fatigue. You want to pay attention to all the little things. They're never going to go away. There's always going to be something. Dark circles under your eyes, bloating after a meal. Don't dismiss those things. Waking up tired. There are reasons for it, and you'll never address everything. But the more you can just have awareness, that's the first step to be able to do something to prevent everything else. Because if you pay attention to these levels of dysfunction, dysfunction always precedes disease. So if you can address the dysfunction, you're staving off the disease.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.